things. First of all, I want to welcome you all to the annual Deacon Convocation. As you can see, we're playing in the big room this week. And I want to thank the Aquitur for that. It's a beautiful room, and they've always done a great job for us in all the things that the Archdiocese holds here. So I want to thank them for that. Also want to welcome and thank Archbishop Blair for being here today as our honored guest, and also Father John Livornia, who's the Secretary and Assistant Chancellor of the Archdiocese. I want to welcome him as well. Father Aidan Donahue, who's the Director of Deacon Formation. I'm talking about the head table here. Deacon Art Miller and his wife Sandy, I want to thank them for being here as well. Donna Yadko and Steve Yadko. Donna, as you know, is our wife's coordinator. And Steve is presently serving as the president for the Conference of Deacons. And my lovely wife, Kit, and Father James Pilon, who is serving in Father Cargill's stead, who's enjoying a wonderful weekend in New Orleans in the end of July. You gotta love it. Also, before I ask the Archbishop to come up and offer prayer for the meal, for those who may be going to the Region 1 conference in November for reimbursement, you need to get in your annual report if you wish to be reimbursed for that. So if you would just kind of attend to that, you can do it online. And if for some reason you can't get through online or it's not working appropriately, just give us a call. We'll send you out a hard copy, okay? The other thing is every other year we look at a particular issue of concern as a deacon community, some way that we can extend some level of service and charity to those who are maybe going through a difficult time. And this year, I was speaking with the Conference of Deacons about some possibilities. And I think the one that probably merits our attention this year is the Connecticut Children's Medical Center. They have a wish list for toys for Christmas for many of these very sick children. As you know, some of them have some very serious issues health-wise and so on. So if we could make their lives just a little brighter this Christmas, that would be wonderful. So I have a toy list of things that they request that we consider getting. If you would take a list, we'll have the ladies distribute them on your way out. If you would kindly look that over, and I'll get to you afterward in a couple weeks as to how we would like to proceed with this. So if you are interested in doing that, I will be in touch and we can do that. I will also make contact with the hospital to let them know that we are really thinking of doing that and how might we do this best. And if you would like to come with us when we deliver the toys, that would be great as well. Okay? I would ask the Archbishop now to please come forward and just offer a grace for the meal.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, in today's gospel, you teach us that the kingdom of God is like a precious pearl, like a field with a treasure. And you reveal this to us so that we may purify the desires of our heart, to set our sights completely on the kingdom of God, on the vision of God for which we were created. As we seek to fulfill our Christian life in this world, there are many distractions, but we pray that you will help us to focus our gaze and to purify our desires so that we might always seek your face in hopes of one day coming to the glory and joy of the perfect beauty and goodness and truth of the kingdom, and not only for ourselves, but for all those whose lives intersect with ours. We ask you to bless the food that we're about to share in the company, which is also your great gift to us, that together our heart's desire may be on you. And we pray together, bless us, O Lord, these ideas which we are about to receive from thy bounty, through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Buon appetit, buon appetito. I can't think of anything else. Have a good meal.
You too. Okay, so.